In this experimental South Korean classroom, paper is largely a thing of the past. The students' math books are interactive digital texts on tablet computers issued by the school. They solve the problems on screen using electronic pens. Up front, on a sort of digital blackboard, the teacher can call up any of the students' work. Because all of the computers are networked, students can receive online help from the teacher or each other. At Seoul National University, older students get serious about fun and games. The teacher, Min Young Che, is from Nexon, the company that produces the successful game Kart Rider. The players race little cartoon cars online and spend real money on fancy upgrades for their digital vehicles. The game made more than $38 million last year alone.
Online games are enormous. These students are here to chase some of that opportunity.
또 하나는 그렇게 산업은 확대되는데 이거를 체계적으로 배울 만한 수업이 없어서 학생들은 많은 관심을 보이는 것 같습니다.
Addictive games are just a small part of South Korea's emerging media landscape, both online and on mobile devices. Broadband internet access is taken for granted here. More than two-thirds of South Korea's 48 million people use a broadband connection regularly. South Koreans on the go watch television via broadband on their mobile phones. And this year, for the first time ever, some South Korean voters used mobile phones to choose their party's candidates for this year's presidential race.
The ubiquitous era is now becoming a reality.
Cyber technology is everywhere, and as a result, South Koreans have chosen ubiquitous as a buzzword for their broadband lifestyle.
With LG CNS and New Songdo City Development.
The developers of New Songdo City, being built in South Korea's Incheon province, say their U City offers residents a complete U life. Model apartments offer medical devices that can relay vital signs to doctors in other locations, then allow for broadband video consultations if there are signs that raise concern. Refrigerators will keep track of food supplies, and new deliveries can be ordered via broadband consoles right near the front door. Smart cards and vehicle sensors are planned to ease just about every aspect of daily life, from traffic flows to small purchases. The complex is saturated with closed-circuit cameras, prompting worries among some civil rights advocates about privacy. Songdo spokeswoman Ho Jong-hwa says not to worry.
Even if it means delaying some of the most advanced technology in certain cases, we will always protect our residents' privacy.
The first 2,000 residents plan to move into Songdo by 2009, having paid a cool $500,000 each for the privilege. Kurt Asian, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.